Sean, how do you feel like you're picking things up so far?
Just so far, man, I've just been making big strides just to try to understand the playbook right now and, really just getting up to speed of, NFL football.
To what degree you think you can lead in a setting like this or set a tone?
That all falls upon me. How fast I develop the, understanding of the defense will all be upon me. So I feel like I'm making strides, and I know I'm not the best, linebacker that I can be right now, but I'm definitely, working towards that.
Want to maybe set a tone when you're out there, want guys to watch how you work?
For me, I think just as soon as you get out there on the field, I think that's the number one thing, just to kind of just, get the juices flowing for everybody so everybody knows, how everybody needs to work. And for me, I just try to add as much energy as I can and, try to be a guy that everybody can look to and know that he's going to be the guy that can finish.
How important is it to try to get your feet under you and, get used to the coaches, practices, et cetera, before joining in with the veterans on Monday?
Just for me right now, I'm really just kind of just feeling everybody out and feeling the coaches out. And I think I got the best coaches in the league right now just teaching me all the little things that I need to know, especially for Monday. So, I'm just looking forward to just continuing to just get better and just doing the same things I've been doing.
Describe what the experience was like yesterday, coming in here, meeting all these new faces, sitting down in a room for the first time with a bunch of new coaches.
Oh, it was exciting, really exciting. It's still kind of unreal. I'm in the NFL now. I just remember for me, around this time, I'm really leaving to go on vacation, for college. And now, I'm in rookie minicamp, so everything is kind of just, it's came fast, but I'm embracing it.
Anything that's been maybe challenging? I know you do a lot there at Alabama that's pretty much up there.
Yeah.
So is anything different challenging for you?
Really just getting up to speed with just the NFL. Regardless of how great the team that you came from was, it's always going to be faster than the NFL. So for me, I'm just trying to get as fast as I can possibly be. And, once I get to that level where I can, just be natural, I think everything else will fall in place.
Sean, as one passer, I know you're quite a pass rusher yourself. I wonder if you got any very early impressions of Harold as well, your first thoughts on him and how he might fare as a pass rusher.
I'm just excited for both of us to really just be in the position that we are now. And, how great Harold is all mostly up to him. So, I'm really just happy to even be able to work with a guy like this. He's a guy that finishes and does all the right things. So it makes me better. So that's what I would say.
What's it feeling like coming in here with
Weston Woodyard or any of the vets yet?
I have not, man. But to be honest with you, I'm truly excited to even be able to, be in the room with those guys. I know those guys got a lot of knowledge, to give me in. And, I'm open ears.
What's it like coming in here with meeting Harold, meeting Dane, meeting some of the guys in the draft class and the undrafted rookies of you guys starting off with a new team? What's that experience been like?
Oh, it's been great. It's kind of – I feel like just with our relationship, everything has come natural. When me and Harold first met, we was just – we hit it off as if we was already buddies before, the combine and all this other stuff. So, just with everybody, I feel like in the locker room, everybody kind of meshes with each other. We all just really want to just get better.
How is it having Mike Vrabel over there when you're doing some of those individual periods, a guy who not only is the head coach but played 14 years at the position?
It's intense, I would say that. But, I think that's the good part about playing linebacker for Vrabel. He's very, specific about things that he wants, and I feel like that's what makes, great linebackers. And, once again, I'm just honored to be able to be coached by him and looking forward to continuing to get coached by him.
What do you think, Rashawn? I know it's very, very early, but maybe if there's something, that technique that you'll have to change going forward, is there anything particular you're trying to work on?
Be honest with you, I would say just making sure that really just to strive for perfection, I would say. Even though I was doing that in college, there's still little things that, you still have to be able to, understand about the NFL. On the NFL, nobody makes mistakes. So for me right now, just making sure that, I do all the right things and, I feel like I'm really making strides to that.
Derek putting you up at his place or in town? Or you spent some time with him since you've been here?
Say it again.
Derek putting you up at his place?
When I first came in, yeah, he let me stay for a night. And once again, that's one of my brothers, man. And, now that I'm back up in the hotel, I'm really just kind of understanding and trying to, get to know everybody else.
Possible to over-prepare at this point, the playbook they're giving you? I mean, can you bite off too much at a time?
I don't think you can, actually. I think when you get on the field, I think all of that stuff has to just make sure you really got to make sure you transition onto the field. you know, the overthinking can be on the field. I think if you kind of just slow everything down, everything will just come to you. But as far as the preparation, I don't think you can prepare it too much.
So how much time are you spending in that book?
All day. I try to get as much, you know, film in and, you know, try to give my coach as much as possible because I know I have some catching up to do to a lot of the vets.
What are you planning to do with your first paycheck?
My first paycheck? I have not thought about that yet, but, you know, right now I'm just thinking about saving it, man. You know, for me right now, I'm just worried about just playing football.
Did your mom have anything that she wanted? Or dad, they say?
No, man. My mom and dad, man, they really could care less if I bought them anything. I feel like if I were to get them something, it would be off of just, you know, my heart and what I would want for them to have.
You played in college, obviously, at Alabama, one of the top programs in the country. You talked about making the big jump. How much faster and how much of a bigger jump is it just going even from the top programs to a rookie minicamp?
No, it's like night and day. Just the intensity and also the athletes. You know, everybody's good. And, you know, even though I was playing with great guys at Alabama, you know, they're guys that are just as athletic as you, if not better, and they know exactly what to do and they don't make any mistakes. So I think that's the difference.
Rashawn, tomorrow's Mother's Day, we talked about how important she is to you. What would you like to say to your mom?
I love you, Mom, I'm probably going to call her anyway, so just see how she is. I'm going to call her anyway, tell her I love her, if not FaceTime her. So, you know, I'm kind of sad that I can't be with her, but she knows that I'm at work right now.